After Rotterdam and Antwerp, Chinese state company COSCO has bought a stake in Europe's third largest port, Hamburg. The Chinese investment in one of the four container terminals was scaled down from 35 to 24.9% after Chancellor Olaf Scholz came under fire over the deal. But many in Germany are still unhappy.
On the one hand, they want to become independent from Russia, and on the other, they are giving away something so important. I think that's sad. This has been a favorite project of Chancellor Olaf Scholz, who used to be mayor here, and pushes his own interests.
It's not only Scholz's coalition partners who have warned against the deal. There's concern outside Germany, too.
People in Brussels, but also in Paris and a lot of other European member state capitals, like, there was a lot of frustration and outrage of, like, wait, what's Germany doing? Like, why are they going forward with this? I thought we were supposed to be decreasing our dependencies. When we're talking about critical infrastructure and we're talking about the nature of China's political and economic system and the nature of a company like COSCO, I think we should be a bit more cautious, especially now in a post-Russian invasion of Ukraine world.
The fact that China doesn't allow similar investments in its own ports has also been an argument against the deal for some.
The nervousness about a Chinese stake here in Germany's largest container port shows how the country has been struggling with its dependency on Russia. Many fear that mistakes made back then will be made again. But so far, business interests have prevailed.
Hamburg feared it would lose competitiveness against other European ports without COSCO's investment. The port was already struggling to attract enough business.
Sometimes discussions are a bit exaggerated because there is a concern, and it's an understandable concern what has happened in the Ukraine. We take the concerns serious, but they are minor from our perspective. Instead of what we can win as a society and, of course, as an economy like the German ones, but the whole Europe as well.
But other European nations have accused Germany of putting their own interests first when it comes to China. Chancellor Scholz plans to take a large business delegation to Beijing, showing he may be looking for more deals, while the controversy over the COSCO deal has yet to calm down. Stab Fasten, Al Jazeera, Hamburg.